My second guest on the program this evening is Dr. Timothy Howe, professor of trombone at the MU School of Music. He's got a recital coming up this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's October the 2nd in the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus. Dr. Howe, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Trevor.
What's happening? What's on the program this Sunday?
It's kind of a varied thing. I'm doing some Telemann, unaccompanied Telemann flute fantasy. So you hit the trombone by itself, kind of doing some Baroque stuff. Sounds a little bit like a Bach cello suite, but a little bit freer. And then I'm doing a really sort of powerful piece by a Czech composer named Jiří Paur. And it sounds a little bit like a Western sometimes, like a Western theme. It sounds a little bit like an old 30s radio show trombone solo sometimes. And then sometimes it just sounds like fiery vengeance. So it's a very powerful, strong piece.
Can you practice at home, or do you have to practice in the confines of the MU School of Music? I guess what I'm wondering is, would the neighbors complain if you practice too much?
The neighbors don't complain. I just have to be sensitive to my wife. If she's doing something or she's at home, I try not to practice at home because it's loud. But I do practice at home, and I practice in my studio. It just kind of depends on where I am and what I'm doing.
And you're good at this point. It's not like you just picked up the trombone and you're kind of skronking along.
Right. Well, you've got to work at it every day, you know. And as I get older, you know, you have to work a little more. So,
what's your rehearsal regimen like? When do you prefer to do your rehearsing each day?
I generally like to do it in the morning. During school, I have to kind of fit it in and out of, you know, I might have an hour break between two students and I'll do a little bit then. I might go home and then practice in the late afternoon sometimes. It kind of just depends. I have to really work at fitting it in.
How did you come to pick the repertoire for this fall's recital?
This time around, it was pieces that I've either just wanted to play for a while or pieces that I really love. So none of them I have performed on a recital before, but the Telemann I've worked with and taught for a long time and wanted to do. The Paur I heard someone play and I wanted to play for a long time. I'm doing my version of the Strauss Four Last Songs, which I just love as a piece. And it also brings out, I like to do something on every program that brings out the melodic quality of the trombone, the singing quality of the trombone, which I think people are not always familiar with. They sort of think of that sort of very aggressive, loud. But the trombone is a very vocal instrument as well, and I think I like to do pieces that do that. And then the last piece is part of a series of pieces I've been doing over several years now. I've been looking at early 19th century trombone concertos and solos from a time where the trombone really sort of had kind of began to become a solo instrument. And so this is a piece by Mr. Kühne. We don't even know his first name. He's rather obscure. But we do know that this piece was premiered by a very famous trombone soloist in the early 19th century called Kasser. So I've sort of been doing these pieces. I did a whole recital of them last year, and this is another piece. I'll probably do another one next year, and eventually it'll probably become a recording project for me, and just because none of these pieces have been recorded, and they're sort of part of the trombone history. And
when you sit down with your students in the studio, what's a piece or two of the trombone repertoire that you've got to get down?
David Concerto. There's some French solos that we do, more so symphonique. French Conservatory, they wrote a whole series of solos every year for a contest, and so there's several of those. It's a little less standard than, like, horns always do Mozart Horn Concerto, or trumpets always do Haydn and Hummel. I mean, it's a little less standard for us, because our repertoire is really, for the most part, a 20th century repertoire. There's some Arthur Pryor solos that students will do as well. I recently released a new CD about a year ago, which was partially funded by the Singfield Foundation, the New Music Initiative. Four of the five pieces are Missouri composers. You know, three of them are on our faculty.
So you got the recital coming up this Sunday. What's next for you? What are the great challenges looming out there in the in your trombone universe?
I have a project with my trombone trio, Dry Bones. We're doing some concerts this fall, University of Oklahoma and a few other places. and I'm doing a few orchestra gigs here and there. So,
a young person who's just getting started with the trombone, is there a major hurdle that everybody has to get over with it?
Making the sound and the technique of moving the slide. That's the primary. And using their air. Most students do not, we don't use our full capacity of air normally when we take up any brass instrument, but particularly low brass like trombone, euphonium, tuba, where you're using lots. We're taking full breaths every time and using that all the time because that's what vibrates. There's sort of this misunderstanding that somehow it's my lips, but my lips vibrate air, the air vibrates the instrument, and then we get the sound. So the basic physics of that did not change ever.
This is Classical 90.5. That was Dr. Timothy Howe. He's trumpet faculty at the MU School of Music. His recital happens this Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus. 3 p.m. Trombonist Timothy Howe and pianist Natalia Bolshakova. You can find out more details about that recital online at music.missouri.edu. ¶¶